Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes. Tonight I have some very inspirational sisters on that are going to wow you with their words. I am truly excited about tonight's show. We have been on a brief hiatus for about a month. So coming back, I'm happy to bring these sisters on and to have them perform for you guys. Just want to warn you guys in advance, I may have a little bit of technical difficulties going on. I'm having someone else run my switchboard from another state because I have no access to a computer right now. So we might have a little bit of technical difficulties going on. So just bear with me. Those of you that are listening, I hope that you're listening online because I did request that no one call into the show because we're trying to leave the phone lines on reserve for the poets that are calling in. The poets that are calling in tonight are some very inspirational sisters. They're going to share some words with us. And I hope that you guys receive the benefit of listening to them. Whenever I hear them speak, they're very inspiring to me. And they always are very motivational in the things that they say. So I'm hoping that you guys feel the effects of that and take that and go write something and then next Saturday come back and share it with us on open mic. All right. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to try to get our first poet on the line, which is actually going to be Hajawaj. And give me one moment here. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Again, like I said, there's going to be some technical difficulties because I don't have access to a computer right now, so I can't see my screen and who's on the air with me now. I believe right now I have Akela Koulibaly.
Walaikum. Yes, can you hear me? Walaikum.
Yes, I can hear you. And I have the sweet Najla on the phone. Do I have Najma? Okay, do I have Najma? All right, let's see. Do I have Hudra on the phone? No. What about Umjawaria? Okay, I don't have them yet. So, we actually had a complete a lineup set up for you guys. Let me look at my time and see how where we're at. Okay, we're good on time right now.
I think you have Hudra.
Yeah, we're good on time, so we're going to switch this around. We're going to have you go first. And
just tell me right
when we get back.
That's fine.
When we get the other sisters on, then we'll let them go. So let me just give you a brief introduction and let everybody know that, first of all, this sister on the phone is like my blood sister. She is a beautiful person inside and out. She is an awesome poet. I think she has to realize it. Everybody else knows it. She's got to know it, though. She's, like, really, really dope. Like, she should be up there with all the really dope poets. She's an author. She has a book called, I'm sorry,
I
know the name of the book. Yeah. What's it called again?
How I Left Here.
How can I forget? I'm a little ruffled right now because I can't see my switchboard, so it's bugging me out. But yeah, she has a book called How I Left Here. And again, she's an awesome poet. And I'm gonna let her work for itself. So without further ado, here is Akela Koulibaly.
MashaAllah. And I'm just going to jump right in because I know we're on a very quick time frame. So I'm going to jump into this piece called Eyes Wide Shut, and I wrote this after the so-called capturing of Osama bin Laden, and it kind of just, that whole thing kind of just inspired me to write this piece called Eyes Wide Shut. Sleep, when told to slumber, you only need to hold on to the words that emphasize we are a unit in the name of democracy, so we should be blessed. Only digest what's on the surface and never mind the rest. In the name of democracy, we are blessed. Visionaries were seen, but the blind could only dream. Eyelids were shut by kumbaya melodies and patriotic lullabies or simply little white lies. Occupying territory to protect and serve, policing the world, screaming death to tyranny. We are a unit, so we should be blessed in the name of democracy. We must cut the nose of terrorism to spite the face of anarchy, save the babies and the whales and perform global genocide, save the planet while whispering, let the sleeping Negroes commit suicide, let the media control the masses, keep teaching century-old rhetoric in classes, keep telling them that we are in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Truth only be seen by those with eyelids apart. The rest of them will hold on to the words that emphasize we, politically sanction all with free will, leave this free world while planning for the new world order. One currency with Mexico and Canada, the wildies will stop the Mexicans at the border. Death to tyranny by any means necessary. Get in and rob the land of its dues by any means necessary. Democratize and televise humanitarian lives, saving the black, brown, and tan babies, uniting the nations and peacekeeping. In the name of our Father who art in heaven, in the name of democracy, we are embedding in the minds of the hopeless, in the hearts of the patriots, in the hands of our soldiers. But what are we offering in the hands of our soldiers to the families of our soldiers? Behead, hang, and drown the corpse of the corrupt. Brainwash, hide, and divert the truth, and we are the corrupt. Tell the Negroes, black folks, we're free to be called African Americans. Depictions of happy slaves and call us all good old Americans. Emancipate and then proclaim, keep them within the boundaries of the ghettos and let them exercise self-hate, separated by classism and make them believe we no longer segregate. Eyes wide shut, follow the movement of their hands and chant, in God we trust. Our actions might appear evil, but what we're doing is just. Eyes wide shut, keep chanting, in God we trust. After all, God only sends blessings to us. The majority of us will never get the messages in between. The majority of us represent the 85% lost in a dream, representing the unseen, the unheard, the incapable. The capacity of what can be retained is locked in bondage and pacified by conformity. The reality moves through them like gravity, but the reality don't move them like gravity, and the majority of their lives is a travesty. And when it all hits the fan, we all shake our heads and say, oh, what a tragedy. Eyes wide shut, follow the movement of their hands and chant, in God we trust. Thank you. Did you get all of that?
I know it was long.
Can you hear me? Oh, I'm losing you. Assalamu alaikum. You're having some serious technical difficulty. I hope you got everybody else on.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Can you hear me now? I hear you now.
Okay, all right. All right, guys. I saw you hanging there with me now. This show. You know, I kept thinking about how awesome it's going to be. Maybe I should have mentioned Inshallah a couple of times because, we're having some technical difficulties. But it's cool. We're going to work our way right on through it. Shukran for the reminder and Shukran for bringing awareness to the people. Like I said before, you are an awesome poet. You keep doing what you're doing. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. I heard Najma's voice, right? Najma 53?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Hooja. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, we have Hunter on the line. Alhamdulillah.
No, first of all, I'm about to bring the fire. Second of all, Akilah, that's what I'm talking about. I just took my pinky ring off and gave it to you. Akilah. Alhamdulillah. Third of all, Shisha, I was on since 11. My hand was up. I'm just letting you. I was on since 11.
Yes, I was able to. Alhamdulillah. I ran downstairs to my mother's computer and put everybody's hand
cool.
up. So if my sister is listening and let you know that I'm kind of able to run the switchboard, still stay in there with me because I'm not downstairs right now, so I can't get to it. I'm going to let you go, Hijra, because we pressed the time.
Right.
I have
okay,
these
cool,
times
cool.
allotted for you guys, and I want your poetry to get out there. So go ahead. Go ahead and go
here
now.
We go. All right, Bismillah. Here we go. I am queen, that's my name. Call me by it, nothing else. Won't respond to cheap talk. Too expensive is myself. I walk tall, head high, straight back, laid back. She says, you are the key. Rewind and play that. Let me share some valuable wisdom that got some of y'all tripping. Just because she's bent sideways doesn't mean your wife is crooked. It's referring to her ribbon that got, I'm sorry, it's referring to her ribbon that got steady charge. To straighten, change the nature of your wife. Should be broken, you'll be bacon. When your wife is at her highest, brother, you are the beneficiary. I'm trying to drop knowledge, the real oxygen, y'all feel me? I'm just trying to school my sahabas. We on the same side. Only when we unite will we collectively rise. When I raise my hotter finger, I'm blasting the shaitan. So I cock back the trigger while I'm blasting the Quran. And I cock back the trigger while they calling me Adan. And I'm making my salat while I'm blasting shaitan. My real kings and queens. Stand up because it's time. No longer will we continue to sing the same song. No longer we will continue to inflict self-harm. No longer we will continue to reside in wrong. I will love you from my heart as long as my body is warm. I'm a queen. That's my name. Make sure not to get it wrong.
I wrote that tonight. I'm just letting you know. I'm a little bit of a procrastinator, but I wrote that tonight. So, alhamdulillah, that was fun. Hijra, yes, I knew. Listen, this girl right here, I knew she was going to bring the energy, so I didn't even have to worry. That's why I didn't hop back on real quick, because I knew you guys were going to hold it down. Because you need to hurry up and get your CD out, right? You've been telling us that you got a CD coming out. You need to work on it, sister.
It's almost ready. It's almost perfected. Almost.
All right. We're waiting for it. So you definitely need to bring it out. Like I said before, I didn't say it before. I was supposed to do this whole big introduction, but all these sisters that are on tonight, alhamdulillah, they all have a special place in my heart. Hijra is my girl from back in the day. This girl gives the daggone
crazy, awesome sister. If you ever feeling down, go find Hijra and get a Hijra hug. Oh my God.
Yeah,
she
gives these hugs. Like, they're ridiculous. But you can feel this sister's energy. She's a beautiful sister, a powerful sister. She's so inspirational. You know, and I want everybody to look out for her because she's another dope poet. She's up and coming. A lot of people don't know that Hijra does poetry. I didn't even know until a couple of months ago. So, yeah, I wanted to get her on and bring her to the light so you guys can see, you know, what it is that she does. So let me see if I have my other girls on the line with us. Najma, are you there? Umjawadiya, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you, Akhawat? How are you? Hijra Mabruk, that was really good. Alhamdulillah. I really liked it.
Yeah, so Umjawadiya is an author, and she's also been a previous feature on Speaking Volumes, and she is another poet that is, I know I say dope poet for everything, but that's like, for me, that's like the best word. Like, when I'm speechless, I just say, oh my God, that poet is so dope. Like, so she is another one that is just out of this world, another inspirational sister, has a lot going on up in Connecticut. And
I'm in New York.
You're in New York now?
I'm in New York.
Oh,
I've been in New York
cool.
for 2 years.
Okay. Inshallah, we have to link up. You're not in Connecticut?
No. I'm in New York, upstate New York.
Oh, you're in upstate New York. Okay. All right. My bad. So she has a lot. I know. I saw a couple of events you did in Connecticut. So that's probably why I was thinking that. But yeah, she's upstate New York. So
Absolutely. So I still represent New England.
Yes, yes. Yes, so inshallah, we're going to have her share a couple of words with us because, again, another dope sister. So without further ado, Umjawedia, you take the mic.
Absolutely. All right, so this is Nobody Can Hold Me Down. So can't nobody hold me down but me. Can't nobody play me out but me. Can't nobody hold you down but you. Can't nobody play you out but you. Believing in me, believing in you, believing in me, and that's the truth. So I testify on the word, knowing reality is never easy to dilute or permeate through. Conceived on streets with no nobility for eyes to see, but creativity birthed you and nurtured you with gifts untold to man. Yet this land is deep with obscurities that haunt you and taunt you and bullies you into believing you need to roll deep in the street, skinny jean your thighs and smoke and drink and tote heat just to get by while Babylon sits by waiting for you to fall, praying for you to fall, setting you up to fall, victimized by the gatekeepers, plagiarized by the note takers, gentrified by the money makers, childhood interrupted by nightmares, scary like Friday the 13th, but who cares as long as Attica, Rikers, Weathersfield is able to fill their cells with black, brown, and yellow bottoms. This can't be the bottom. We can't justify the ends. We never had the means to escape, cultivate, kiss the minds of our babies. Breathe the lust of living, leading, loving luxuriously into their souls so that they can run furiously towards righteousness. Sidelining greatness is a tactic used by those who fear greatness. But you prodigal sons and daughters have been trapped in the matrix of self-hate, loathing your reflection, craving deception, dipping it low and shaking it fast. The same CEO paid to enslave you, and I don't blame you. I want better for you. I want freedom for you. I want peace for you. I want love for you. I want revolution for you.
Oh, wow. That was, like, so inspiring. You made me want to write something else right now.
I love that. I love that. Is that on a record? Sister, is that on a record? Is that on a CD?
That's not on a record.
You see my mind, right? You see I'm doing my record.
Well, Umjawedia, I would love to. I would like to thank you for that. Again, like I told you guys, you sisters, inspirational, wallahi, inspiration right here on the phone. And I love the way we uplift each other. And I love the way y'all are holding me down because y'all know I'm going through some technical difficulties. Let me just remind you guys one more time because I was able to take a glance at the switchboard and I'm seeing people calling in that are not featuring on this show. So I'm going to ask you guys one more time, please, no live callers. I'm trying to keep the phone lines open for the poets that are featuring. And let me see if my girls are on. Najma, are you there? Najma 53? Najla? Are you there, Najla Muhammad?
Assalamu alaikum, Jabber.
Najla Muhammad Jabber. Let me stop. I've made a mistake.
No big deal.
How are you, lovely?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. All right, so this is what we're going to do, actually. I'm going to, this is like, you know, I sent you guys this whole list that we were supposed to do, but we're just going to play it by ear because Najma is not on yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the mic. But before I do, let me just say a couple of words about this sister. Najla, I actually met Najla, I want to say last year I met her, and she was actually there when I did my first open mic live, and she played a huge part in me getting up and actually spitting. And since that time, like, I followed this sister, and she is just, like, her poetry is, you guys that are on the phone, you guys all know, like, Najla is just, like, out of this world. And when I got your CD the other day, and I listened to it, it was like, oh, my God, it gave me chills up and down my spine. I mean, like, This sister is just dope. So if y'all don't know who she is, like, you really need to read up on her and get on it. She, after I let her do her poetry, I'm going to let everybody give their website addresses and everything so that you can get a chance to look them up and follow them if you like what you hear tonight. And Najla, actually, she has a CD, so you can purchase her CD. So she can give you the information of where you can go to purchase it. But I'm going to go ahead and let her do her thing.
Okay, Shukran, what's up, love, for that introduction?
You got me all excited.
All right, Bismillah. So my new poem, my first poetry album, not new poem, album, my first poetry album is entitled The Sound of Light, and this is actually the title poem from the album, inshallah. So here we go, Bismillah. I am a smile, but I've known some pain. I've walked about those struggling days. I've held on strong. I fell sometimes. I've got back up. I've learned to fly. I know to love. I know to bow. I have faith in the one above. And this is the sound. This is the sound. This is the sound. This is the sound of light. The sound of light is the self-awakening at dawn, realizing that the spirit has been sleeping too long, treading behind dreams instead of painting them into reality where they actually belong. See, this is no song, no scripture, no law, no anthem, no rap, no sermon, no poem, no fable, no scroll, no this. Is a voyage that penetrates the soul with all the beauty and wisdom needed to behold. I find myself rising like the sun before Fajr, the morning prayer that exhales the first breath of a fulfilling day. I can hear Allah's voice in the silence. For Salli li Rabbika wanha, therefore turn to your Lord and sacrifice only to Him. This is a language that encourages one to ruminate on the necessity of submission. As the world slowly awakes, I make dua to stand humble and obey. Let my purpose have its own vocals and lead me towards the enlightened way. Hold my soul hostage because I never went astray. See, this is the sound of flight, where we no longer allow them to chain us at the brain, the wrist, the ankles, the flesh, and the bone. We are the rebels forever connected to Allah, so never have we been alone. And their labels of slave, three-fifths, coon, savage, monkey, blackie, and nigga have never found in us a home, because we are warriors, built within the purity of His command, be and we were. So like servants, we surrender to the guidance of the Lord of the universe. Suited up like soldiers, our armor is the Quran. Our ranks are unbreakable. There is no conquering Islam. How dare they have the audacity to stand as human and think they have the power to slander the only truth that exists in this land? Close your eyes and take in this breeze. Forbid the worldliness of this temporary dirt. Inhale no longer the hazardous pollution of those who live by a flawed constitution. This right here is the revitalization of an upward revolution. Pin up your kimono and tight your kufayas. Protect your honor. Guard your nafs. Cover your heart. Shield your resilience. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. This is the unification of a conscious, passionate ummah. Scrape any corroded letters of hate off your tongue, because it's the essence of peace that we originate from. Put away any memories of defeat. You have emerged from the clans that were determined to succeed. No matter the trauma, no matter the stress, no matter the sacrifice, even in death, their conviction was set in the foundation of faith. See, this is the rise of a new age, an inspiration that will set all falsehoods ablaze. If we would just grow out of this phase and allow the ignorance to fade. Release the frustration from our hearts. Let it pour out into the page. Reborn warriors bringing glory to the stage. My sword has been transformed into a microphone. I write daggers with my words and pierce souls with the stories of life. Nearly blinded their five senses with poetry so bright that all they could decipher of my legacy is the sound of light.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, chill. Come on.
I am shaking.
Sister, you just woke up my whole house.
I know.
This is Hoodra. And you just woke up. Not from my energy. You just gave me, sis. Yo.
That is Najla Muhammad Jabbar. Okay, for those of you that don't know, if you didn't feel that, I don't know what is wrong with you. Like, you don't have a spirit, soul, whatever. Like, this girl, I'm telling you, I am a personal spokesperson. She knows it, okay? Ever since I met her, I'm like, yo, do you know who Najla is? At the time, she was Najla Muhammad. So I was like, you know who Najla Muhammad is? Like, you need to know who she is. You guys need to pick up her CD. Her CD is ridiculous. I guarantee you, you will walk away from her CD inspired. You will be motivated. You will be aware. Like, you will feel so conscious of everything. I can't even, I'm telling you, like, words don't even express how I feel about this. I'm not going to go on. It's going to sound crazy. I love that girl so much. And she's so fly,
you guys
check her out, seriously. Okay, so I think my girl Najma is on the phone. Is Najma there? Do we have Najma? Come on. We're trying to get her on, because she's trying to call in, and people are calling in that are not poets, and they're blocking the lines for my poets. So she's trying to call in. So I want to, let me see how much time we have. Okay, we have like 3 minutes. Baby sis, if you're listening, just go ahead and play the audio.
Assalamu alaikum, Miss Najma 53. And I have a question to ask you before I spit this new piece. And the question I'd like you to keep in your head is, if everyone forgot your talent 5 minutes after seeing you do it, would you still do it? Fame. I've seen people slit their wrists with it, seeping pus of derailed expectation. You're nothing like who I thought you were, deceived by your own shadow. The light that chased your back but could never catch you. You are lovely bones, charcoaled in soot, trying to scratch your way to white enamel. You are shallow, hard like enamel. Your footsteps echo. Imprints of hollowed carcass, dead man walking on tightrope, spectators gasping at your circus, you savage. You Jeffrey Dahmer compliments you, compliment to hear compliments. Entertain only those who comply. Silver makeup man still till the money hits the bucket, then he is moved. Display your emotion for a price. Your soul has a price tag, which means your soul has been toe tagged. I can see your breath as you speak. 32 degrees below, your conscience has begun to crystallize. I breathe on your chest and draw a heart where yours should be. I start jumping on this stage if I can make it beat again. You're suspended, caught in your own celestial celebrity. Will all stars burn out when artificially lit? Besides, no one's ever made it through a tunnel using only a nightlight. And every time you hear the thunder of applause, you run straight into a wall starstruck.
All right, so Ankom, we're actually about to cut off and go off the air. I want to let everybody know that all the poets that you heard tonight, I will list their information on my personal Facebook page, and that is Marisa She Soul Cherry. Najma's poem, I'm going to play that in my next show. Next Saturday, we're going to have the full show is going to be open mic. So next Saturday, that's going to be the opening audio so that you guys get a chance to hear that. I hate the fact that she wasn't able to come on today, but we're going to schedule her for another show because she's another one that is ridiculous. So you guys, you've got to experience her. Let me thank all of the girls for calling in tonight. I love you all. You all are so special to me, Wallahi, and I just want you to know it and don't ever forget it. Again, your energy is just, I can't even, words can describe. I love you guys for calling in. And as always, you guys enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you or hear you next Saturday, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We love you too. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
We love you too.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.